Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's episode of our Sunday Talks was edited and adapted from Message of New Thought by Abel Allen, published in 1914. Humanity has ever stalked the world like an idle sleepwalker, in a dream of bewilderment, unconscious of the boundless resources of our own nature and the limitless heights that the fully developed person may reach. Limitation has always clouded our vision of the limitless reservoirs of mental health within ourselves. We have been totally oblivious. We are a stranger to ourselves, an unguided wanderer, ignorant of our own greatness and possibilities. We supposed we were made in an instant, the result of a fiat, and that our limitations were set by the divine decree that brought us into existence. We were never told that we were not finished, or of the slumbering possibilities within ourselves. But we are awakening from our long dream to the realization that the full measure of the individual has never been taken, and that the infinite path of progress stretches away before us. In the words of Thomas Troward, we have depths which reach beyond all our philosophical musings, with lights that no seer has ever revealed to us, with extensions of our being only divinely felt in our own soul and never revealed to others. We are a religious being, not conscious of our greatness and infinite possibilities. To us, all life is the reaching out for these possibilities. The search for the larger life is the endeavor to find ourselves. Whatever brings our larger being to life, whatever brings us to the goal, whatever solves our problems, breaks the clouds before our eyes, helps us to look up, teaches us to step forward, is a religious service. We feel the breath of inspiration at the realization that the subconscious mind within is one and the same as the universal mind that produces all things in nature. This new understanding enables us to see a new meaning, nay, a kinship with every object of nature, from the grass blade beneath our feet to the planets circling through endless space. When this truth dawns on our reason and consciousness, we see a religious meaning in all beauty, in all order, in all harmony, in all that opens the mind to the truth, in every new revelation of nature. It all enriches life and leads us upward and helps us in our struggle to see and know God. As Victor Hugo has said, the religious fact is not the church. It is the opening of the rose. It is the breaking of the dawn. It is the nesting of the bird. The religious fact is nature, holy and eternal. The evolutionary processes of nature have culminated in the production of a being who walks the earth in an erect position, brain at the summit, who is capable of thought, of emotion, and of abstract reasoning. We are the highest type that has yet appeared upon the earth. We are also a religious being, conscious of our own individuality, our own soul, and a mysterious longing for something divinely felt, faintly dreamed of, but not yet realized. From the great soul within, we sometimes feel the surging of an inexpressible power, a restless feeling welling up within us, seeking recognition and expression. We are all conscious at times of this divine unrest, a striving force within, a cosmic urge prompting us to effort, pushing us onward and upward to something greater. It is the great soul within seeking to find its true expression. It is the divine calling to the divine within us. With all our powers, with a reason divine, an imagination bridging the infinite, we are not yet a perfect being. We are only in the process of creation. We are unfinished. We are undergoing an evolutionary development. We are still far from the goal at which in due time we will arrive. Old theologians always spoke of creation as finished. Until science and reason demonstrated its impossibility, they contended that the world, and all created things that dwell thereon, were created in 6 days of 24 hours each. They also said God was satisfied with his work, and rested on the seventh day. This was their conclusion because, they said, they had read it in a book. However, we have read a different account in the open book of nature, in the rocks, the rivers, the lakes, and the eternal hills. The same unseen forces that are building the rock and manifesting new created forms in nature are also at work in us, developing new power, strengthening existing faculties, and pushing us onward toward a more complete and perfect state. We have not been symmetrically developed. We are a triune being, and to make us a perfect creation requires a threefold development. The only development that is normal and symmetrical is that which endeavors to perfect us physically, mentally, and spiritually. The development of one phase of our being and not the others is abnormal. The theologians and priests were never properly able to instruct us because they never understood the true human being. What did they know of the subconscious mind? What understanding had they of the hidden forces and powers within us? It was the blind leading the blind. Modern psychology has enabled us to discover ourselves. Through it, we are gaining faint glimpses of the powers of the great soul within, of that reservoir of intelligence and wisdom to which we may find access when we have learned the way. We are learning the potency of thought. That thought is our empire. That thought is the avenue to the infinite treasures of the subconscious mind, and that thought can control our entire personality. We are only at the threshold of real greatness and real power. Only with feeble taps are we knocking at the door of the great within. When we have awakened the consciousness of the forces within ourselves, to build a perfect body, to develop higher mental and spiritual powers, we will look upon humanity as it is today, as a pygmy and a dwarf. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the imagination to conceive of the glories that await the coming man and woman. Henry Harrison Brown, writing on creative thought, says, "We as thinkers shape the universal energy into forms of use and beauty through our thought in mechanics and art. We are thus the grand creator, becoming cognizant of itself. We are God thinking. Elsewhere, all creation is God working. Wind and wave are manifestations of the working of the absolute, the unconditioned and unindividualized. There it manifests in lower octaves. In the rose and bird it has gained in pitch. Still higher its rise in human thought. Thought is a form, and a most potent form, of universal energy. We are God individualized. the kingdom of God is within you, and thought is this kingdom. We are the only individuality among all the manifestations of God that can think, that can say, I am. Your power as an individual begins and ends with your power to create thought forms. Life takes these forms as molds into which to flow and shape itself. This is the one and only great fact in human experience. The one fact which, when understood, will redeem the human race from all slavery to matter and will give us control of our destiny. The great fact is that by the thought power to build ideals, we control the subconscious divinity within us. The conscious individual controls the God within. These are great words coming from a noteworthy modern thinker. They strike the keynote of modern psychology. They point us to the pathway of power and accomplishment. They show us how to reach the great subconscious, the source of all power. Like all great teaching, its message is simple, concise, and easily comprehended. How unlike the impenetrable mazes theology has always set before us. Thought is the force that opens the door to the storehouse of wisdom and power. By thought power to build ideals, we become a builder, a creator. We control the subconscious divinity which we are. We can create ideals if we desire. We can develop ideals of health, of mental excellence, of high moral standards, of power and success. When we have learned to form and hold these ideals, with confidence in the results, we have opened the door to the great within. Christian D. Larson says, "The destiny of every individual is hourly being created by us, and that's something that determines what we are. Is nothing more or less than our ideals." The real secret of our power, then, is to create proper ideals or thought forms, and thus control the subconscious divinity within us. As thought controls the subconscious, the great reservoir of intelligent forces, so we direct our own welfare and destiny. The key, then, to our power is to think constructively, think positively, create ideals of health, of cheerfulness, of happiness, and of accomplishment. When we have learned this secret, we have become a master over things and circumstances. At last we come back to the great truth. As you thinketh in your heart, so shall you be. Research in quantum physics has borne out the conclusion that mind, external to matter, can control matter. If this is an established fact, its importance can scarcely be overestimated. Now you might be thinking, how can this be done? What is the explanation of mind shaping matter when matter is separated by distance from the person sending forth the thought? An impossibility, you say. In answer to your expressed doubt, consider this. Scientists tell us there are no solids in nature. What seem to us the hardest and densest substances are not solids, but electrons that do not touch, but revolve around each other with certain grade and specific velocities. All nature is in motion. All is vibratory. It has been well said that thoughts are forces. If they are forces, it follows that they can create vibrations, and also that they can travel through space. If thoughts send vibrations through space, is it not possible for them to affect the atoms and molecules of which matter is composed, which scientists tell us are in constant and rapid motion? Wireless instruments create vibrations that travel through ether, penetrating and passing through what we call solid substances, to begin again taken up by a like instrument and translated into language. Mental telepathy also has been demonstrated in laboratory experiments, which is nothing less than sending thoughts through space, which are received, understood, and translated by other minds. If thoughts were not forces, how could this be? If they did not create vibrations, it would seem difficult to understand how they could travel through space. Remember that the word matter, as used in chemistry and physics, cannot really be applied to matter at all, because it cannot exist until electrons revolve around each other at definitive and fixed high specific speeds, specific velocities being a fundamental fact in nature. It is time to embrace a new philosophy of life, one which holds that wherever there is life, creation is still going on, and that creation is ever bringing something new into existence. This philosophy will set new ideals before us and lead us to greater things, a life of reality, growth, and development. When we become conscious of the creative and ever-renewing forces within ourselves, we will find the renewing hand of nature, which is ever leading us toward the new, the perfect, the beautiful. In turn, we will become conscious of the greatness of our own being and the limitless powers of our own mind and soul, conscious that we are constantly and forever evolving, passing through the processes of creation and growth, gradually reaching higher and higher levels, moving onward and upward toward the perfect individual that we are yet to be.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.